WeatherOlogy.com for northeast Kansas and southeastern Nebraska. Lots of clouds today, occasional sun, a few showers and storms developing this evening, high of 80. Tonight, cloudy, areas of showers and storms, heavy rain, low of 61. Lots of clouds on Saturday, more showers and thunderstorms, high of 72. Saturday night, cloudy, more showers and storms, a low near 61. Chance of storms on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Right now, 64.
When you bring your vehicle to Voss Motors in Marysville for quality care service, expect more than auto care. They're committed to things like giving you an appointment when you need it, fixing your car right the first time, on time, and giving you a great deal. Voss Motors in Marysville, it's the quality care you deserve.
Mid-America Network News. I'm Blake Cripps. A federal grant will allow Fort Hays State University to expand its paleontology studies research. University's Sternberg Museum of Natural History recently received the three-year, $116,000 grant from the National Science Foundation. Laura Wilson, curator of paleontology, says the grant will allow the museum to buy imaging equipment and to hire university students to work in the paleontology collection. A Kansas man has been sentenced 25 years in prison without parole for participating in a four-state methamphetamine trafficking operation. Federal prosecutors say 49-year-old Anselmo Salazar of Kansas City, Kansas, was sentenced Wednesday after being found guilty in December in a drug and money laundering conspiracy. The ring, which was based in St. Joseph, distributed more than 15 kilograms of meth between 2009 and 2013 in northwest Missouri. Mid-America Network News.
Ace is a place with the helpful hardware, folks.
We have three kids, and somehow their hands and feet are always on the walls. So I went to the paint studio at Ace.
I told Donna, when it comes to durable paint, you can't do better than Valspar Optimus.
Ace is the place that knows a lot about paint, but not why kids drag their hands on walls when they walk.
Now through the 4th, buy a gallon of Valspar Optimus and get one free. That's up to $47 in savings. Limit one free gallon per household, which must be of equal or lesser value. Prices may vary. While supplies last, store stock only. See participating stores for details.
Fraudulent charges aren't always so easy to find. They can start out as just a few dollars. That's why Discover Card monitors every purchase every day to help keep your account protected from suspicious activity. Plus, you're never responsible for any unauthorized purchases on your Discover Card. And if you need to replace your card for any reason, we'll overnight you a new one at your request, free of charge. These are just some of the many ways we treat you like you'd treat you. Learn more at discover.com. Overnight shipping applies to U.S. destinations, excluding P.O. boxes.
Tomorrow, many public employees in Kansas will be able to carry concealed weapons when they're traveling on the job. New law takes effect and means employees for cities, counties, government agencies can carry guns when they're working out in the community. Senator Forrest Knox spoke during debate on the bill and said that the measure will allow state government and city workers to protect themselves.
You should not, if you're a public entity, a public employer, be able to require your employees to be defenseless.
Opponents of the change argue employees carrying guns while checking utility meters or doing other business could lead to injuries. School districts are exempt from the law. As a part of the bill, air rifle shooting sports can be held on public school property. And two men have been killed in an industrial accident. It happened late Thursday morning at a Wichita area chemical plant. Incident reported at Occidental Chemical Corporation on South Ridge Road. Mid-America Network News.
Innovation. It doesn't always come easy, but it's always worth the struggle. We at Blue Valley Telecommunications understand how important innovation is to technology. As we look back on the past 60 years, we see how we've transformed telephone service through cables strung on fence posts to telephone, TV, and even high-speed internet over state-of-the-art fiber optic cables. As your technology provider, we're proud to have served you for the past 60 years and look forward to continuing to do that for years to come.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Stephanie Austin. Lincoln police say they've arrested two southeast Nebraska men on suspicion of selling homemade fireworks. The Lincoln Journal-Star reports that one 38-year-old Firth man was arrested and jailed Wednesday after selling 40 fireworks for $4 each to another person in the Lincoln Airport Authority parking lot. His neighbor was later arrested after fuses, powder, and homemade fireworks were found in his garage. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers say a recent water sample showed the presence of the invasive zebra mussel larva in West Omaha's Lake Zorinsky. The Corps says the larvae are microscopic and there's no indication that they're a threat to the dam's infrastructure. There are no immediate plans to lower Lake Zorinsky or use any chemicals to treat the lake for the zebra mussels. Mid-America Network News. I'm Stephanie Austin.
And ASE certified technicians of Firestone Complete Auto Care prove a tool's only as good as the hands behind it. Right now, Firestone Complete Auto Care, you can get an additional 10% off on any service. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
Offer valid June 27th through July 3rd. Save an additional 10% off our current lowest advertised price. Offer excludes tires and gift cards. Offer cannot be combined with discount programs. Used for setting debt. Offer void where permitted. See store or drivefirestone.com for full details.
Celebrate summer in style with great July 4th deals happening right now at Lowe's. Hurry into your neighborhood store today to save big on everything you'll need, like $10 to $40 off select paint and primer, stain and sealants, and resurfacers via rebate. Plus, get a Harbor Breeze Echo Lake indoor and outdoor ceiling fan for only $74.98. Don't miss out on summer's best savings happening right now at Lowe's. Paint offer valid 6/22 through 7/6. $10 to $40 off select size cans via rebate. Ceiling fan offer valid 6/29 through 7/6. While supplies last, exclusions apply. See store for details, U.S. only.
Buying knockoff tires for performance is like buying turkey bacon for taste. Just don't. To help avoid another regrettable decision, from June 27th to July 17th, get a $50 reward card after submission with the purchase of four new BF Goodrich passenger or light truck tires. BF Goodrich Tires. Are you driver and now
see Mike's OK Tire in Marysville for tires, tire repair, and front end alignment.
See bfgoodrichtires.com/promo for details. Offer expires 7/17/16. Void where prohibited.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners met Monday and heard several budget requests, including an increase of $210,000 to $3,383,000 for Road and Bridge, a $32,000 increase to $577,000 for Solid Waste, and a $29,000 increase to $537 for the County Health Department. No action was taken. A public hearing was held with no comments on vacating a portion of Sunflower Road between 20th and 21st Roads in Vermilion Township. A motion passed to extend that hearing until the July 6th meeting, which will be Wednesday next week. County offices will be closed Monday in observance of Independence Day. Washington County Commissioners met Monday and will meet next week on Tuesday, July 5th. A motion passed to contribute $1,000 annually toward participation in the Rural Opportunity Zone Student Loan Repayment Program. A resolution previously approved was signed, establishing members of the Washington County Hospital Board. Representatives with NextEra Energy were present, indicating that they were exploring the potential for a wind farm in Washington County. Landowners in West Central Washington and Eastern Republic County have been contacted recently. Size and scope, as well as a timeline, were not mentioned. Republic County Economic Development is planning a landowner meeting Wednesday morning, July 6th at 8:30 a.m. with representatives from Kansas Farm Bureau Legal Foundation and North Central Regional Planning Commission to discuss tips landowners may consider when communicating with wind farm developers. Nemohall County Commissioners met Monday, conducting mostly routine business. They will meet Tuesday next week, July 5th. Again, county offices will be closed Monday in observance of Independence Day. Complete county commissioners' minutes are posted on our website at kndyradio.com. Roadwork is to begin Tuesday on U.S. 77 north of Beatrice from the Pickerel Corner north to the east junction of N-41. Lane closures and reduced speed limits can be expected during construction, including concrete repairs, expected to be complete late this fall. Services were held Wednesday in Topeka for Dr. Randy Freeman of Silver Lake, who served Marysville USD 364 3 years as Special Education Director and Interim Superintendent. Freeman passed away last Friday at the age of 59. He was most recently grade school principal and superintendent at Dighton, Kansas. Kevin Brennan, Family Funeral Home of Topeka, was in charge of arrangements for Dr. Randy Freeman. Nels E. Hicks, age 95, of Marysville, passed away Tuesday. Graveside service planned Saturday, 10:30 at the Prospect Hill Cemetery north of Blue Rapids. Terry Christie, funeral home of Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Nels Hicks.
On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, hamburger, potato salad, beans, fresh fruit, and a root beer float. Closed Monday, Tuesday's menus, taco salad, chips, French bread, mandarin orange, and a cookie. KNDY News time is 7:14.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing and is excited to introduce a tablet banking app. Simply search UBT Tablet in the App Store and download. Enjoy banking on your tablet from anywhere. It's a mobile-fast world, and so is United Bank and Trust, the bank for your future. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY Weather Eye forecast, powered by weatherology.com for Northeast Kansas and Southeastern Nebraska. High pressure continues to dominate the northern plains across the Dakotas, Minnesota, and Wisconsin region, keeping that area with lots of sunshine. Further south, we do have a nearly stationary frontal boundary that stretches across the central plains of Nebraska, Kansas, and Missouri. This will be the area that the storm systems will be working their way across right along that boundary. With a lot of moisture for them to work with, we could see some flood issues over the next 3 days. A good portion of Kansas and Missouri will be picking up 4 to 5 inches of rainfall. That's for central and eastern Kansas, as well as most of central and northern Missouri, as the system works its way eastward. And it does look like quieter weather returns just in time for the 4th of July. I'm Weather Eye meteorologist Laura Lockwood.
Average high temperature early July, 88. Record high on this date, 105 in 1933. The average low, 67. The record low is 52 in 1924. Sunset this evening, 8:52. Sunrise in the morning at 6:01. Sunny and mild, 65 this morning with a light north wind. Barometer at 30.12 inches. Relative humidity, 88%. Some showers scooting across western Kansas, mainly west central Kansas this hour. Mostly light in intensity. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Friday, the 1st of July, 2016. KNDY News time 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
It's dinner for two. Grab your wife, your boyfriend, or just someone who looks lonely on the street and make your way to the Wagon Wheel in downtown Marysville. Share an appetizer from our selected menu, choose two entrees, and satisfy your sweet tooth with the dessert to share. All this for just $30. Make a date or show up on the fly. It's dinner for two at the Wagon Wheel.
NBA teams hoping they made a solid investment in the future and trades the night of the draft. Hi, everybody. Todd Ant reporting on sports.
The Philadelphia 76ers select Ben Simmons.
NBA Commissioner Adam Silver on ESPN as Ben Simmons' dream comes true.
Honestly, feels like all his pressure just has hopped off me. More importantly, I know where I'm headed. You know, I can really start working on what I need to work on for the team.
Duke freshman Brandon Ingram, the number two pick to the Lakers.
I fit in that mode, just watching those guys over the last season and just knowing they're young guys, but they're all good guys.
Boston took California small forward Jaylen Brown. Phoenix grabbed 7-foot power forward Dragan Bender. Providence guard Chris Dunn went to the Timberwolves, and Oklahoma guard Buddy Hield to New Orleans. Trades, the Pacers acquired Thaddeus Young from Brooklyn for the 20th overall pick, which was Michigan forward Chris LeVert. Serge Ibaka heading to the Magic. The Thunder received guard Victor Oladipo, Ersan Ilyasova, and the rights to Gonzaga forward Domantas Sabonis. And LeBron James will not play for the U.S. at the Rio Olympics. Thursday night baseball in Detroit. It was a wild finish.
In the dirt, he gets by the catcher, Iannetta. Maven scores. Tigers win.
On WXYT, Tigers 5-4 over the Mariners. Another 10-inning affair in Boston.
The pitch. Swinging a line drive right center field. Drops off for a base hit. Mookie hits third. Here he comes. Chuck Stroll way off line. Red Sox walk off with a win. Xander Bogart. Sports.
On WEEI, Red Sox best the White Sox 8-7. In the late games, Oakland picked up a road victory.
Chris hits a high fly ball left center field. Trout going back, leaping at the wall, and it is gone. Chris Davis.
On KGMZ, that was a game winner as the A's defeat the Angels 5-4. And in Colorado, the Diamondbacks edge the Rockies 7-6. Well, the Giants have won 11 of their last 12, defeating the Pirates 5-3. And the Cubs have lost 4 in a row. They fell to the Marlins 4-2. And two-time Australian Open champ Victoria Azarenka has withdrawn from Wimbledon because of a right knee injury. Todd.
Get a bigger bang for your buck with Mertz Fireworks in the Nordis Motor Lot at 14th and Broadway, just southwest of Casey's in Marysville. Big or small, they sell them all. Locally, family-owned and operated the past 56 years. Mertz Fireworks is the little stand with a big selection and low, low prices. Featuring their own specially made $15 family packs. Check out their new items and find them on Facebook. Open daily 10 a.m. until 10 p.m., late until 11 July 4th. Follow the signs and look for the red, white, and blue. Mertz Fireworks in the Nordis Motors lot, 14th and Broadway, just southwest of Casey's.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Well, that June acreage report released on Thursday found that U.S. farmers planting a record high 83.7 million acres of soybeans this spring and the third most corn in 83 years. USDA's National Ag Statistics Service released a report showing U.S. growers, aided by favorable weather conditions, increased or maintained their 2015 soybean acres in 18 out of the 31 major producing states. Growers expect to harvest 83 million acres of soybeans nationally this year, which, if reached, would be a new record high. Corn growers also benefited from excellent field conditions this year, increasing their acreage from last year by 7% to 94.1 million acres, projected to reach the third highest harvested acres since 1933. NAS also released a quarterly grain stock report to provide some estimates of grain in storage. According to the report, 4.72 billion bushels of corn stored in the U.S. That's up 6% from a year ago. Also, 870 million bushels of soybeans in storage across the U.S. That's up 39% from the same time a year ago. Well, U.S. Senate leadership scheduling a vote next Wednesday on ending debate on the GMO labeling bill. The cloture vote scheduled for 3 o'clock Eastern Time on Wednesday, according to the Senate schedule. The bill needs 60 votes to approve and end debate and head for final passage before moving on to the House. The vote was scheduled just a day after the Food and Drug Administration sent technical comments to Congress that were critical of the legislation. The comments came as an FDA spokesperson said this week the FDA has not taken a position on the bill. And the comments by the FDA said the bill would give USDA labeling authority in an area that's normally reserved for the Food and Drug Administration, and that the FDA has long held that food developed with genetic engineering are safe and do not require labeling. With this Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News Harvest Update from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Good morning. Well, as we know, wheat harvest is now encompassing the entire state of Kansas. Cody Miller is the Extension Agriculture Agent in Phillips and Rooks County.
Harvest got kicked off roughly about June the 20th. Other than that, the southern part of the district been plagued with some wetter weather here, so it's definitely been slower going than ideal, but definitely not going to turn the moisture away. If I had to guess, in the southern part of the district, we're probably a little over halfway done. Up here in our northern part of the district, we've maybe have got 25% to 35% of the way through harvest. So
Miller says producers in Phillips and Rooks County have been very pleased with yields.
On the yields that I've been hearing, anywhere from 50 to 80 bushel the acre. I've had some reports of north of 80 bushel the acre. Talking with some of the producers, there's a 80-year-old gentleman that I'm very close to, and he said by quite some margins, this ranks up there as one of the top, the highest yielding wheat harvests that he's been around. Test weights have been good. They've been in anywhere from the 60 all the way up to probably most of them are going to be 62, 62 and a half. Have heard some reports of all the way up 63, 64 pounds as well. So
A little farther to the west, Brian Lennon, a wheat farmer from Goodland, reports that wheat cutting is going very, very well, making around 100 bushels per acre. He says testing 62 to 63 pounds per bushel. He says moisture content around 12.5%. He says a large storm moved through that area Tuesday night, about an inch of rain there. He says that slowed harvest down. Harvest update from Mid-America Ag Network.
We take care of animals because it's our job, because that's what's right. That's just the first thing that we think of when we get up in the morning. What do the animals need? People need to know that we do everything we can to produce a healthy and safe product. My family has raised livestock since 1882. If they weren't doing things right, we wouldn't have survived as long as we have.
The farmers and ranchers of Kansas Farm Bureau. Care and respect, practice daily.
When you need reliable ag replacement parts, who can you turn to? Who can you trust? Abilene Machine is a family-owned company that's been in business for over 35 years, and they stock new, recycled, and remanufactured parts at prices you can afford. For a complete line of combine parts, including augers, chains, chaffers, sieves, and more, call Abilene Machine at 800-255-0337 or visit AbileneMachine.com. For added convenience, extended hours are provided during harvest.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most essential industry, which is agriculture. And essential to many farms right now are drones to check on how things are looking out in the field without having to go out there. Well, the FAA, the Federal Aviation Administration, has issued rules about how you should be using your drone on your farm. More about that after this.
Diesel additives deliver vital protection and maximum performance for your diesel. Your diesel engine requires specific technology. Additives that can be used in both gasoline and diesel fuel don't deliver the technology diesel engines require. That technology can be found in Power Service Products, the number one selling brand of diesel fuel additives. At Power Service, we're passionate about diesel. It's all we do. Visit powerservice.com to learn about our exclusive year-round maintenance schedule to ensure peak performance of your diesel. The folks at Wink Products Company want to help make your life easier with a family of professional strength cleaning products that really work. Wink Rust Stain Remover is the number one liquid rust stain remover in the country. This professional strength formula dissolves the ugly rust stains on white sinks and toilet bowls, color-fast fabrics, and carpets. This little brown bottle has been around for 69 years, and it's still number one. To learn where to find quality Wink products, check us out at WHINK.com.
Some pilots who fly their drones across farm fields to check on the crops or the cattle or whatnot may find this a little interesting, but they are now included in the Federal Aviation Administration's first operational rules for routine commercial use of small unmanned aircraft systems, or drones. Transportation Secretary Anthony Fox, that's with two X's, said we are part of a new era in aviation and the potential for unmanned aircraft will make it safer and easier to do certain jobs, gather information, and deploy disaster relief. He said we look forward to working with the aviation community to support innovation while maintaining our standards as the safest and most complex airspace in the world. The new rule, which takes effect in late August, offers safety regulations for unmanned aircraft drones weighing less than 55 pounds that are conducting non-hobbyist operations. So if you're flying a drone to check on the crops or the cattle, that means you. The rule's provisions are designed to minimize risks to other aircraft and people and property on the ground. The regulations require pilots to keep an unmanned aircraft within visual line of sight. Operations are allowed only during daylight and during twilight if the drone has anti-collision lights. The new regulations also address height and speed restrictions and other operational limits, such as prohibiting flights over unprotected people on the ground who aren't directly taking part in the drone's operation. The FAA is offering a process to waive some restrictions if an operator proves that the proposed flight will be conducted safely under a waiver. The FAA will make an online portal available to apply for these waivers in the months ahead. The new drone rules from the FAA require that the pilot be at least 16 and have a remote pilot certificate. And to qualify for that certificate, An individual must either pass an initial aeronautical knowledge test at an FAA-approved knowledge testing center or have an existing non-student Part 61 pilot certificate. Also getting in on the fun, the TSA will conduct a security background check of all remote pilot applications prior to issuance of a certificate. For more information about this, you can go to the FAA website, which is faa.gov/UAS. Back after this.
Helping you achieve top profitability. That's the goal of your local branch of the Beatty Farmers Union Co-op. From planting to harvest, let the Beatty Farmers Union Co-op help you with soil testing, soil inputs, fertilizer options. They offer top quality seeds, and the Beatty Farmers Union Co-op has feed for the livestock producer available. Top quality inputs yield top quality profits. Check with your local branch of the Beatty Farmers Union Co-op today.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
Sunny, a mild 65, welcoming July. Rain showers, pretty much a guaranteed bit of our weekend activity. Hopefully not enough to spoil any Independence weekend plans you might have. Best chance appears to be Saturday. Highs up around 80 on tap for today, 70 on the high side tomorrow.
Farmers, they're the lifeblood of America. The men and women who tackle the toughest jobs to put clothes on our backs and food on our tables. They might do it quietly, but their genuine values and tireless work ethic are an inspiration to us all. Some might say farming is a thankless occupation, so that's why we're taking the time to say thanks. Farm Bureau Financial Services, protecting what matters most.
Bryce Leonard in Washington is your local agent with Farm Bureau Insurance and Farm Bureau Financial Services.
This is your sports report from Mid-America Network News. Kendrys Morales homered and recorded his sixth straight multi-hit game to lead the Kansas City Royals to a 4-2 victory over the St. Louis Cardinals last night. Kansas City won for the fourth time in five games and took the two-city four-game series 3-1. Brandon Moss and Johnny Peralta homered for the Cardinals, who have lost their last seven home games, their longest losing streak since August of 1983. Wade Davis recorded his 19th save in 21 opportunities. Morales, a designated hitter for playing right field for the second straight night, doubled in the sixth inning off Mike Leake to push the lead to 3-1. Morales, who went 3-for-4, has 16 hits in 24 at-bats over a six-game run. He went 12-for-16 in the series and started in the outfield for the first time since 2008. Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Stephanie Austin.
We treat those cattle like our lives depended on it, because they do. We know what to give them so that they can produce to the best of their ability and be as comfortable as possible while doing it. Beyond financial, beyond profit, if we're treating these cattle well, they work better for us. And it requires a lot of patience, but it's very rewarding too.
The Farmers and Ranchers of Kansas Farm Bureau. Care and respect, practice daily.
The 4,000 ASE-certified technicians of Firestone Complete Auto Care prove a tool's only as good as the hands behind it. Right now at Firestone Complete Auto Care, you can get an additional 10% off on any service. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
Offer valid June 27th through July 3rd. Save an additional 10% off our current lowest advertised price. Offer excludes tires and gift cards. Offer cannot be combined with other discount programs. Not to be used to reduce outstanding debt. Offer void where prohibited. See store or driveafirestone.com for full details.
In the College World Series, Coastal Carolina has become the first team since Minnesota in 1956 to win the College World Series in its first appearance, winning a 4-3 triumph over Arizona in Game 3 of the finals. The Cleveland Indians have tied the longest winning streak in team history. The Indians made it 13 straight victories as Carlos Carrasco combined with two relievers on a three-hitter in a 4-1 triumph in Toronto. Cleveland won 13 straight in 1942 and 1951 without reaching the World Series either time. In other Major League Baseball news, Giants had a 12-6 win over the Athletics. Washington crushed Cincinnati 13-4. The Chicago Cubs had a loss of 4-3 to the New York Mets. Atlanta enjoyed a triumph of 8-5 over Miami. And the New York Yankees had a 2-1 victory over the Rangers. That's your sports report from Mid-America Network Sports.